Hello and welcome to Nintendo Pals Podcast, the daily show all about Nintendo and friendship. Tonight, we're going to be talking about Tears of the Kingdom DLC, the lack thereof, I suppose, and how that makes us feel. And I'm upset about it. I'm just going to come right out and say that, like, there's some things I would like. So, Micah, you ready to talk about this?
Yep.
Let's do it. Greetings, fellow Nintendo pals. It's me, Andross, one of the hosts of this fantastic show all about Nintendo. And we have got a show tonight, because we're going to be talking about some stuffs. Some stuffs, Micah. But first off, I want to ask you, how are you, Micah? I haven't asked you that tonight. How are you?
Good.
That's great. That's great to hear. Did you purchase and play the Breath of the Wild DLC?
Of course I did. I'm not a heathen.
Yeah, that's right. That's right. I mean, I knew the answer to that was yes. How did you feel about it?
I thought it was pretty good. I don't really remember it all that well, but
I agree. It came in two parts. It came in two parts with, in addition to there being new outfits and costumes, all of which are in Tears of the Kingdom. There was the Trial of the Sword and the, what was the other one called?
Champion the, something?
The Champion's Ballad?
Yeah, sounds right.
The Trial of the Sword was essentially a dungeon crawler where if you died, you had to start from the beginning. And you are given like limited weapons and rations of items and things. And it would power up the Master Sword in the main game after you cleared it. And there were three different trials to do, each increasing in difficulty. And I believe that update also came with Master Mode.
Oh, yeah. Master Mode was good.
Yeah. And then in addition to that, the Champion's Ballad was like more story. It improved your champion abilities. And at the end of it, you got a freaking motorcycle.
Oh, yeah.
Which
is awesome.
Was awesome, is awesome, super cool. Tears of the Kingdom, they've been pretty vocal that they are not doing DLC for. No DLC will be coming. And by comparison, I am a little disappointed. Not that I don't think Tears of the Kingdom is a complete and full and worth the $70 you're paying for at game out the box, but that there are some modes missing and some things missing that there's not really an alternative for in Tears of the Kingdom. And that would be, for me, that's the Trial of the Sword and Master Mode. Like, what the heck? There's no Master Mode. You can't play with the, like, harder difficulty setting. And I'm a little bummed about that, because I thought that was really fun. How do you feel about that, Micah? How do you feel about the lack of DLC?
I do kind of wish there was like a Master Mode equivalent or something, or Trial of the Sword, but I'm actually okay with them not having DLC. So that means they can just start working even more on the next Legend of Zelda game.
Yeah, that's true. Fedorable Will in the chat here says that his patented theory, so this is patented, we can't steal this theory and claim it as our own, says that they're going to have a deluxe edition for the next gen console that will have DLC like content. But you'll have to pay another $70 for a new copy. that could be the case. I mean, that's kind of how it was for the other HD remakes. Ocarina of Time. I don't know what extra content they added for Ocarina of Time 3D. But we know that for Twilight Princess, they added some new functionality. Wind Waker, they changed some stuff up. I don't think they really added anything like significant.
On the GameCube, Ocarina of Time, they had like the Master Mode.
Yeah, I think they had that. I think they have that 3DS one, but don't quote me on that. And then obviously for Skyward Sword, they added like a full new control mechanism. But beyond that, they didn't really add anything super significant. So they could. But Master Mode just seems like an easy thing to do when they have already done it. It's like all built on the same engine, right? So I don't see why you can do that. And then I don't know. I would love to see what this game would do with a Master Sword trial. Cause with the added aspects of the making vehicles and the way more variety of enemy types, you could have some really cool levels that you have to clear through as you're going down through the through a dungeon.
Like one of those extended shrine things where you just had to use the equipment that was inside.
Yeah, what were those called? I don't remember already, but they're like,
I don't remember the actual names. We always called them like the Eventide.
Yeah, but they're basically the Eventide. So maybe that's what they were thinking, is like, oh, we already have a bunch of those, but those aren't like back-to-back. And there was something really fun about doing the Master Sword Trials, especially on Master Mode with those that impossible room. Did you ever beat it?
No. I got to it a few times and was like, I just don't want to.
So something I did that you haven't done, that's... This is a rare achievement for me.
I decided to let you have this one thing.
Couldn't let me have Plock.
Absolutely not.
Now we share our shared victory of Plock.
Quite sure.
Speaking,
I mean,
of, I don't think I've shared.
Some of us earned fewer points than the other person. So, just saying.
Yeah, some of us earned 2 million, one not of 1 us. Million. I haven't mentioned that even on the podcast yet. It's Plocktober, and I finally beat Plock on my birthday. 30 years. After 30 years, I conquered the beast that is Plock. But sidetracked here. DLC for Tears of the Kingdom. Is there anything else that you would like to see in Tears of the Kingdom that they did not have in the base game that you were like, they could do this for DLC?
Not really. Nothing like stands out.
For me, Cass, we talked about that in the last episode.
Yeah. It's like, I was kind of sad he wasn't in, but
I kind of expected him to be in for the DLC since he was very pivotal and important to the Champion's Ballad DLC. I was like, oh, they're just going to bring him back and he's going to kind of fill that role again. You know? No, they didn't do that. They could have just done a little bit more story just for fun. Like they said, "Oh yeah, we've done everything we want to do with this game." I'm just like, "But that doesn't mean you have to be done."
They're not done. They're working on the new Legend of
Zelda.
The
new
game.
Legend of Zelda. It's
with a new, even more attractive Ganondorf, probably.
he just gets hotter every reincarnation.
Even more shirtless, and his shorts are a little shorter.
they really did just make. Do you remember seeing all the memes of rehydrated Ganondorf? They really just did it. It was like not even far off from what all the fan the fan art was making.
The best one I saw though was like the Squidward, just imagine him without his shirt or something like that. It's like, oh no, he's hot.
Yeah, it's too good. It's too good. For me, yeah, I would have mainly liked to see a master mode and some sort of Trial of the Sword equivalent. But I think it would have been cool to incorporate maybe some stuff from the first game, like maybe the Sheikah, maybe this is how they tie in, make the Sheikah technology stuff make a little bit more sense. Like the Sheikah technology comes back in some way and you have to do some Sheikah trials. Or more lore around the ancient sages. Because that was one thing that...
Yeah, that would have been pretty cool.
That was one thing that the Champion's Ballad did really well, was it gave more, basically new cutscenes that gave more backstory for each of the champions, right? Which were these mysterious characters that you didn't know super well, but from the base game you kind of just had their surface personalities and not a ton. So these cutscenes didn't provide a ton more, but it was like enough more that you felt like more connected to the characters. And that would be nice for the ancient sages, because those ancient sages were basically faceless.
Yeah.
Faceless guys that
they all had their masks. Helmets, things.
Yeah, they have no connection at all, other than they're like, oh yes, I am your ancestor. Dude, imagine coming back to your like great 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 grandson and you're just like, yes, it is I, your ancestor. You don't even tell him about yourself.
I bet you wish you could see my face.
Yeah, you just have a mask on. You remain as anonymous as possible. Like, why would you do that? Whatever. So yeah, there could have been some more story elements there. I kind of felt like the science, like there's some loose ends that I would have liked to see tied up a little bit more, and that's with Pura, Robbie, and Prodigy Girl. I don't remember her name.
Jasha,
thank you. Jasha. They didn't really have like a wrap-up to like the research they were doing and what they found. I guess it kind of it pretty much culminates in, oh man, this is all leading to you going and fighting Ganondorf. But it would have been cool to see the results of Jasha's research and how it was like affecting the camp, because like one of the things I wanted to see was post Breath of the Wild rebuilding Hyrule, and they really didn't do that. They started building up the castle town lookout, but that's like a military camp. That's not really a permanent resident place. It felt temporarily put there to research the castle. So there was no like restoration of the old Hyrule. So there, yeah. In fact, one of the towns just straight up gets annihilated by pirates, and you have to go restore that one yourself. So that was cool. Like, that would have been cool to do in more places. Man, what else? There was something else. There's somewhere else I was going with this. It's more for the scientists and more for... obviously, we need more for Sidon. I was going to say more for the... for Raru and Sonya. Because it felt like there was more story there that they could tell. They definitely also implied, Because Sonya said that Zelda was her descendant. Do you remember that? So, do they have children? They're never mentioned.
What do you like to know?
They're never mentioned. Does she have children with somebody else? It kind of makes sense that her and Raru have children, and that's like why Zelda and her, all of her ancestors have Zelda powers, you know.
I mean, but Sonya herself had those Zelda powers, so.
Yeah, and also it directly contradicts, you know, Skyward Sword. Zelda is the goddess Hylia. Like, spoilers! I just spoiled Skyward Sword! Anybody playing that's like, what? Sorry, everybody.
Or those of us that just didn't remember.
Yeah, I mean, like, that's the twist at the end was like, oh, Zelda was the goddess all along. She just reincarnated as a human. Hylian. A Hylian. Also, something I noticed in recent, like, playthroughs of the game. Ancient Hylians have bigger ears than...
Way bigger.
Yeah, they're like twice as big as modern Hylians, so their ears have shrunk over time. How did nobody point that out or notice that with Zelda? They're like, oh yeah, it's my distant cousin. Ignore the ears; they're a little small, you know.
Yeah, we call her tiny ears.
We call her little ear. Fedorable Will says, I think the lesson we can learn here is that Nintendo does not use timelines; they use time circles. Are you watching Loki? You are. I talked to you about this. This is all pertinent to all the Loki stuff going down in that series. Anywho, I am upset. I want DLC, but Micah, at the end of the day, you're right. It means they're just going headfirst into the next game. And I hope it's a direct sequel without heavy lore sacrifices to Tears of the Kingdom. I want the third installment. Let's make it a trilogy. And Age of Calamity doesn't count as part of the trilogy.
They're just moving on.
No, it's Breath of the Wild, Tears of the Kingdom, and then next, we're hitting this game, but it's the ocean. It's time to go Wind Waker 2, but it's Breath of the Wild engine. Like,
nah, they gotta have the exact same engine. The big heads, very expressive faces.
Yeah, I mean, we can do that, but that's not that would not be a sequel to Tears of the Kingdom.
Oh, that's because it's not supposed to be.
But here's the thing: I've said it before, and I'll say it again. They haven't shown the Triforce in these at all. And usually the Triforce is a pretty.
Maybe you just weren't looking hard enough.
What do you mean? The Triforce is usually like the centerpiece end game item. Like we're either going for it or we have to get it to stop Ganondorf. But they haven't had that for Breath of the Wild or Tears of the Kingdom. So what happened to it? I know that there's like lore. There's some lore explanations for that. But I don't know. I think it's coming. The next game is going to focus around the Triforce. And maybe some evil villain will use that to resurrect Ganondorf so he can be back and we can have hotter Ganondorf.
Dingus villain would resurrect Ganondorf instead of just making themselves all powerful? And a weak sauce stuff is that?
Bro. Link between worlds. That's literally what they do.
What a dingus.
No, he resurrects Ganondorf and then fuses with him to make himself more powerful.
That feels like a dumb way to make yourself more powerful.
I don't know. I mean, Ganondorf never dies. So.
I mean, you could just like wish for that yourself with the power of the Triforce.
Yeah, that's true. I feel like it's going to be.
I think there were better wishes. It's
probably some crazy wizard that's like devoted to. That seems like that's always what happens. Like, oh yes.
Or Koga's the big bad.
Koga brings him back? Bro!
Koga doesn't bring him back. Koga is just the bad guy.
Koga would do that. Especially Tears of the Kingdom, Koga. Age of Calamity, Koga would not. Age of Calamity, Koga changed sides. Spoilers for Age of Calamity. I'm just spoiling all the Zeldas. Anywho, that's the end of this episode. Before I spill any more details that people may not want to hear, Micah, where can people find you on the internet?
You can find me on Twitch at Micah Prime.
You can find me at Andros1 on Twitch and YouTube. Dramatic voice incoming. Remember to rate, review our show. 5 stars are all we accept here. It helps us to take over the world of Nintendo podcasts. And if you're also hanging out with us over on YouTube, subscribe. Tune back tomorrow for our next episode. And that'll just about do it, I think. Let's close out here with what we close out with every episode. It's the Patreon Poke Wrap.
We gotta wrap some Patreon.
You just do the scene. I'll take care of the hard part.
Let's get it on.
We want to be the best that ever was. And shout out our pals over on Patreon.
LPD, Razo, Retrologic Band, Tim the Nintendo Dash, Slim Tour, Spider Chan, Solo Something, Mute Dog the Game, Little Miss Seven, and Monkey Thunder.
Catch 'em, gotta catch 'em all. Gotta catch 'em all. Patreon.
Kid, Fiesta, Third Strongest Mold, Fedorable Will All, and Seth Sturgeon, Cosmic, Purple Viola, That Fast John, and Mother Plays 2.
Gotta catch them all, gotta catch them all!
Yeah!
Gotta catch them all, gotta catch them all!
Yeah!
Gotta catch them all, Patreon! Let's get 150 or more, yeah, please! To be a Patreon donut is your destiny!
Thank you so much for listening, and we will talk to you next episode. Bye-bye!